You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is a job many of us may not think about, but the need for court reporters in Idaho is at a critical point. The shortage is dire enough that last month, Sarah Thomas, the state court administrative director, told the state's Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, or JFAC, that in parts of our state, court reporter positions are staying vacant for months, even years. So on behalf of the courts, Thomas requested a 10% budget increase for court reporters. Thomas, along with Andrea Couch, the president of the Idaho Court Reporters Association, is joining me live in studio to talk more about this need. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, I want to start with you. First, or Andrea, maybe you can answer this because you're an actual court reporter. What exactly does a court reporter do?
So court reporters are a very integral part of the legal system in Idaho. We are tasked with creating verbatim transcripts of all legal proceedings. We also do depositions in the pretrial setting for discovery purposes. So anytime you're in a deposition, an arbitration, a hearing, clear to the courtroom, you'll see a court reporter there.
And when you don't have a court reporter there, does it potentially slow down the judicial process?
Absolutely. You have to have a written transcript of legal proceedings. And if you don't have that, it's impossible to move forward.
And Sarah, why are we seeing such a shortage here in our state?
You know, I think there are a few things that have played into this. One is, quite frankly, the education component is going away in the West. Mm. In the East, it's really not. But in the West, we're having fewer and fewer places where the schools are actually offering this. We don't have a single school in Idaho that offers it. In fact, the only one in the Pacific Northwest is in Western Washington. And so in the absence of that easy ability to get that education, it's harder to recruit. And when it's harder to recruit, the cost of it goes up. Our state salaries really don't compete with things like mm-hmm. the federal courts or even closed captioning on TV. So as we're going through this process of not having the education component, it's just driving up the costs.
And because of that, we are actually seeing districts in Idaho that are going, these positions are going, I mean, they're vacant. And we're not talking just for a couple of months, correct?
Absolutely. It is unprecedented, the difficulty we're having recruiting. In Twin Falls, from about 2016, July of 2016, they've had an open position since then. When they fill one, immediately another one comes open. We've had positions open in the 6th Judicial District, in the 7th Judicial District for a year or more. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, what we end up doing is trying to record these things. We try to audio record them. We try to do the best that we can. I think the key component to understanding why this is important to people, just the average everyday person in Idaho, is that this is how we keep a record of what's going on in our courts. If we don't have this record, people don't know what's happening in court. And people should have the ability to check their courts, make sure their courts are following the law, make sure their courts are protecting people's rights. We don't have that capability without reporters.
And beyond that, it is also, if you are in a court situation, like in a trial, and if you have an appeal, something like that, this happens fast. If you have a court reporter versus if you are recording something, Sarah, as you said, things get garbled. You know, any ambient noise could be picked up. But also, it's not as fast in the turnaround. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. When you have someone who is in court and is a real-time certified court reporter, they can produce a transcript almost overnight. When you're talking about someone trying to transcribe from an audio recording, they have to slow down, they have to listen to things over and over again. It absolutely expands the process and it takes longer to achieve justice.
I'm speaking with Sarah Thomas, the state's court administrative director, and Andrea Couch. She is the president of the Idaho Court Reporters Association. We're talking about the shortage of court reporters here in our state. And Andrea, let's go back to the education component, because I was reading about this. This is also intensive. I mean, this is not an easy education.
It is not at all. Court reporting school is incredibly difficult. When I was in school, there was a 95% dropout rate. You're basically learning a completely different language. And so you learn the language of shorthand, you start at 60 words per minute, and you have to get yourself up to 225 words per minute at 98% accuracy just to be certified to work in the state of Idaho. And so it is a very, I think when people think, well, couldn't a recording just do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it is the human brain. It's the machine of your human brain that's sorting out what everyone's saying, and we're punctuating everything that's going on so that it reads the way it was said in the courtroom, and we're saying who's speaking. And so it's a very specialized skill. And as Sarah said, there used to be a school here in Boise, but that has since closed. There are many online schools, and so it is something that you can learn from the comfort of your home if you have the dedication to stick with it and get through. We're trying right now to explore opportunities to get a school here back in Idaho because we have to start getting people interested in the profession.
Well, and what's interesting to me, before we came on air, you were talking about being able to distinguish voices, right? A human person can.
Yes.
And if you've ever been in a courtroom, there are times where people speak over each other.
And especially when there's not a reporter there to say, I'm sorry, we need to not speak at the same time. If it's just a recording, there's no one there to monitor that. And so it's going to get worse and worse. And that just results in the word inaudible being put into transcripts. And something very important could be missed. People's lives are at stake in the court system. And we can't forget that. It's so important to have an accurate record of what happened.
And I know that salary is part of it. And I do know, you know, Idaho is below the national average. I believe the starting salary here in Idaho is $50,000. You go across the border to Wyoming, it's around 70. With that being said, though, $50,000 is not necessarily a bad starting income. Or do we need to also up that salary, though, as well?
I feel like part of the issue is nationally, there's a shortage of 5,000 court reporters right now. And the average age of a court reporter nationally is 50 to 60. And so we're going to have a mass exodus of court reporters nationally. So this is a national problem. So the court reporters that currently are working, they can go work anywhere. There's no issue finding a job anywhere for a court reporter. So when they come into Idaho and they see 50,000 and they can go make 80,000 in the state right next door, they're going to choose the state right next door. That no one is clamoring for these positions because there's such a shortage nationally. This isn't just an Idaho problem.
How do we make people interested in this position then?
I think many people, when they think of court reporters, they think of the old lady with the bun in her hair that scowls at you in the courtroom. They have a picture of
And I will say that you we're on radio, so you can't see. Andrea does not look that good.
I think that the people equate this as an old profession and something that's not up with technology. We have incredible technology now. Part of the benefit of having the court reporter in the courtroom, we provide real time, as Sarah was saying. And so the judge and the attorneys are watching the testimony real time, and they can scroll back and instantly review the testimony that the witness just gave. And we have amazing technological advances. And this is a very tech forward profession. And so it's our responsibility to go out and let people know about that. I found this profession when I was 16 years old, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. My brain just soaked it up because I was young and I was musically inclined. And students that are that way, I mean, their brains just soak it up so quickly. And so we have to get out into high schools and let parents know that this is a viable option. Back when I was 16, people were saying, is your profession going to survive because of artificial intelligence? And I can tell you, I've been doing this almost 20 years now, and I will always have a job. There will always be a necessity for a court reporter. And so it's incumbent upon us and the reporters that are getting close to retirement to go out and spread the word and get kids into school.
So Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a misperception. I think that part of it is that people think of this person as sitting in the courtroom with a typewriter. Mm-hmm. And because typewriters are really
obsolete,
that somehow court reporters are as well. And I think Andrea's absolutely right. This is a tech forward position. This is someone who is using the sort of the cutting edge of technology to make things happen. So a great example of that is that we've struggled in the courts when you have someone who is hard of hearing or is deaf, and they're called to be a juror. How do we address that so that they can participate in society just like everyone else and meet their obligation as a citizen to be a juror? And real-time court reporting is in part how we can do that. And so this is not a dying profession, as people seem to think. This is just a profession that people don't understand or know about, and that's one of the things we're trying to do in the court as well. Is let's get that word out. Let's make kids understand this is actually a tech forward position and you could be a part of that.
And it's a viable career.
Absolutely. This profession has taken me. I was in Italy last April taking depositions. I go work in the Caribbean in this career.
What?
I have friends that they travel the world taking depositions, and people don't realize also court reporters do the closed captioning on television. I did that for 5 years. I got to caption the Olympics and all sorts of cool stuff. I mean, the options are just absolutely endless with this profession if you're good at what you do. And it's a very exciting profession. The things that you get to witness and be a part of, I've witnessed history happening. And, you know, I think if we can just spread the word about that, it's a very viable profession and will continue to be.
So Sarah, you went to JFAC at the legislature. You go on behalf of the Idaho court system, and you asked for a 10% increase in the budget specifically for court reporters.
So to be clear, it was a 10% increase in the salary for court reporters.
Okay.
And so what we're asking for is essentially we take the whole pool of what we pay for what we call official court reporters. So official court reporters actually work for the court. We sometimes use freelance court reporters, which are private court reporters, and we sometimes bring them in when we need to supplement. Mm-hmm. But official court reporters work for the Idaho Supreme Court. And so what we ask for is we took the pool of what we pay all court reporters, and we ask for a 10% increase. And that increase would be distributed based upon qualifications, based upon their merit. In other words, if they are real-time certified, they will receive more than that. If they are not real-time certified, they would receive less than that.
What has been the reaction from the committee when you asked for that? Are they understanding the need for this?
I think that they are. You know, I've had independent conversations with a number of the members of the committee, and I think that they really are understanding. It's very easy, and quite frankly, it's part of the job for a court reporter to be very quiet, to be in the background, to not be the center of attention. And because of that, it's easy for people to forget about them. But when I talk to legislators, they understand the importance of transparency in our courts. When we talk to them about the importance of an appellate court being able to review what's going on in a lower court, they absolutely understand that. They just needed to understand how a court reporter plays into that. Mm-hmm. And once we talk about that, they've been very receptive.
And we will see an even bigger shortage soon, will we not? Because we have set to retire 13, 15 positions, something like that in the state?
So over the next 5 years, we anticipate about 13 retirements. And in the 5 years after that, another 15. And if we cannot fill those positions, we are going to be in a terrible situation.
And that, too, is just actual in-court official court reporters. I own a freelance court reporting agency here in Boise. And, you know, Boise is the fastest growing city in the nation right mm-hmm. now. And with that comes more litigation. And so on the freelance side of things, I can never get my calendar covered. I desperately need court reporters in the freelance market. And so both sides of that are going to suffer, and the entire legal system will suffer if we can't get younger people in here to take those mm-hmm. positions.
How long is the schooling?
So we try to get you out of school in 2 years. It kind of depends how fast you pick it up. Mm-hmm. It's a self-paced thing. If people want to go to school, there's a very cool 6-week course that they can take for free to kind of get their hands on the machine and see if it suits them. It's called the A to Z program. It's through the National Court Reporters Association. That can be found at discoversteno.org. And then there's a wonderful nonprofit called Project Steno. And once you finish the A to Z program, they help you get connected with the proper school. And then they also provide tuition assistance. And their goal is to get people out of school in 2 years and get them out into the workforce as quickly as possible.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this today and this need that we have that so many people may not be aware of. Mm-hmm. My guest today, Sarah Thomas, the state's court administrative director, and Andrea Couch, president of the Idaho Court Reporters Association. We've been talking today about the shortage of court reporters in Idaho and the need to get more people in that profession. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.